Acclaimed chef and writer David Tanis is renowned for his simple yet revelatory approach to cooking. Now in his new book, which is 500 pages, David Tanis Market Cooking, he guides readers ingredient by ingredient through the fundamental techniques and the approach to cooking that will enable them to create satisfying meals forever after. The name of the book is David Tanis Market Cooking, Recipes and Revelations, Ingredient by Ingredient. David will be at the White Hart Inn in an Oblong Books and Music event happening tomorrow night at 6 p.m., and it's a great pleasure to welcome him to our program this morning. David Tanis, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Good morning. Thanks. Nice to be here.
Very nice to have you. All right. So let us talk about a little definition, and that is the obvious question. As I mentioned, the new book is Market Cooking. What is market cooking?
Market cooking is a very old concept, and it's not very difficult. It means you go to the market, you see what looks best, you take it home, and you cook it.
Okay.
And in essence, that's what it is. It's funny that now we don't do it quite that way. We get in the big car and go to the big box store and bring home a lot of food, put in the big fridge. And that's a kind of market cooking, too. But the kind I'm talking about is more like the kind that you do on a sort of every other day basis. Or you make a little trip to the fish market because you'd rather get the good fish than the fish that's been sitting around longer.
You make the point in the introduction of the book that it is a common French term, but when you think of market cooking, as you mentioned with the big box stores, we've moved away from that. So I assume this book is an attempt to move back to the true roots of that phrase.
Well, at least in spirit, if not exactly to the letter. I mean, everybody doesn't have a farmer's market in their town, or maybe it's only there once a week. So there are other kinds of marketing that also, to me, count as market cooking. And it's like, yes, the supermarket is good, and you might have to go there, but there's got to be some place where there's something a little bit different. Maybe some little corner store has the best lettuce, so you go there for your salad.
One of the things that I love about the book and that surprised me a little bit is the way it's organized, which is by ingredient. So you'll have an eggplant section, you'll have a mushroom section, you'll have an allium section. It's very interesting. What brought you to that idea of doing it ingredient by ingredient?
Well, I knew that the book was going to be mostly about vegetables, and I really wanted to highlight each vegetable in the book with its own portrait and its own little story and a few recipes not only to follow, but also to inspire other recipes for that home cooks could devise for that particular vegetable once they knew how to cook it one way. Of course, some chapters are a little bit longer than others. The potato chapter has a lot of recipes. The salad chapter has a lot of recipes. But each recipe for each vegetable has at least three or four recipes. And a lot of times you go to the market and just buy zucchini because that's what you always buy. And maybe this will tempt people to look at a turnip or some parsnips.
Especially this time of year where there are very good winter root vegetables, correct?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, we always get excited about peppers and tomatoes in the summer, but in the winter there's squashes and parsnips and cauliflowers and all that good cold weather vegetable, especially parsnips, onions.
You talk about the versatility of onions in the book.
Well, a lot of times we think about onions as being sort of supporting players, you know, sort of make the tomato sauce better by having a chopped onion in it. And with our onion section, we decided to show ways that an onion could actually be dinner. So if you have a few onions in the house, you've got something to eat. You could be eating one of these delicious onion tarts with bacon. It does, and there's not really a difficult recipe in the book.
And that's the really fascinating thing, is because these ingredients are so pure, the recipes aren't necessarily very difficult.
Well, I don't think recipes need to be difficult in general anyhow. And my approach to cooking usually is rather simple. But it's true, if you have extra good vegetables, the dish is going to be that much better. But pretty much cooking vegetables in season is going to guarantee that you have extra good vegetables.
You make some wonderful observations in the book, one of them being, don't trust baby carrots.
Yes, well, you know those baby carrots were never a baby. Well, they might have been a baby a long, long time ago, but all those baby carrots are carved out of giant carrots and made to look cute. it's not the worst thing in the world, but those carrots have seen a lot of machinery, and I'd rather I'd rather peel my own, I guess is what I think.
And that's the idea, is that you can really make them into any size you want, right? It doesn't have to come pre-shaped, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
When you look at the ingredients that are in this book, it is a vegetable centric cooking, isn't it? That you look at here.
Yeah,
yes.
Very. I always think vegetables are the most interesting part of any meal. And you know, some meals can be entirely meat free, but even meat dishes I find need a little vegetable company to make the dish more satisfying.
I have to say that, you know, the old adage, you can't judge a book by its cover, but my God, this is a beautiful book. It's just beautifully put together. It's beautifully photographed. It's lovely to use. It opens nicely. It's just a gorgeous collection.
Well, thank you. I cooked all the food for the photographs because I always want the photos in a cookbook to look real. And I had a lot of fun working with the photographer and the designer to make a really beautiful book. I think the photos really helped quite a lot. My main concern really with people getting the book is that they open the book and look at a photo and say, that looks fantastic. And then they look at the recipe and say, oh, I think I could make that. Well, that's the nature of the recipes in the book, really.
Usually when I do an interview regarding a cookbook, I do try to do one or two of the recipes of something that just strikes me as being interesting. You have a recipe in here, and I should have mentioned this earlier because we were talking about carrots, but you have a recipe in here for roasted coconut carrots that is absolutely amazing, and you use a coconut oil, and it's, my God, is it good.
It's good, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you wouldn't think necessarily those two flavors would jive, but my goodness, it's just lovely.
It's, you know, a little bit coconutty, a little bit spicy, a little bit sweet. You have to make sure to get the virgin coconut oil, not the processed coconut oil, not the refined stuff, because the virgin coconut oil really has that really floral, big flavor. But you only need a tablespoon, really.
Right. And there's a little mint in there. It's lovely. It's just a very, very nice recipe.
I'm glad to hear it.
When you are doing the event at the White Hart tomorrow, what can people expect from the evening?
Well, they can expect a lot of fun, because if it's not fun, I'm going home. No, really, we're going to chat a lot. We're going to show some pictures from the book, sort of projected on the wall, which is sort of like food porn. But we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to look at photographs from the book projected on the wall, which is always makes people sort of ooh and ah. And then we're going to taste a variety of dishes from the book.
Oh, so we actually get to taste things that you have made from the book.
Indeed.
Oh, wonderful stuff. Where's home base for you? Obviously, you were on the West Coast for a long, long time. Is that still home base?
Oh, home base now is in Manhattan, in the East Village.
And is that different after spending so many years in Berkeley? Is it different now as far as market cooking of going to the market, or are the options still great?
Well, I mean, as the season turns colder here just now, of course our options are shrinking. But it's been a very good year at the farmers market, and even up into Thanksgiving, we still had a lot of good summery produce. We'll be sort of, you know, changing over to root vegetables and onions and squashes for a little while, but then it makes asparagus seem that much better when it comes in a few months.
Absolutely. Well, the name of the book is David Tanis, Market Cooking Recipes and Revelations, Ingredient by Ingredient. He will be at the White Hart Inn at 6 p.m. tomorrow night in Salisbury, Connecticut, in an event from Oblong Books and Music, and you can find out more information by going to oblongbooks.com. Oblongbooks.com. And the book is published by Artisan. David Tanis, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Best of luck to you, and thank you very much. We look forward to having you in Salisbury tomorrow night.
Thanks. See you soon. Thanks.
Great pleasure. Thank you very much. Again, David Tanis' book is David Tanis, Market Cooking. It is published by Artisan. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.